AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Hillary Clinton's announced that she's in the race for the White House, but Jeb Bush, a likely Republican candidate, is linking her to the Obama administration, saying the nation's had enough of that. Political analyst Scott Lucas.
We've had more than 20 years of Clinton versus Bush in one form or another. And I think that says something, that American politics has sort of moved away from being about issues, and it's become so much about personality and celebrity that it's sort of stagnating into these so-called dynasties.
He talked to Sky News. Hillary Clinton will be in Iowa today campaigning in the state that holds the nation's first presidential caucuses. Our Jerry Bodlander on Clinton's long-awaited announcement on Sunday.
The long-awaited announcement came in a video on social media where Clinton said she wants to fight for average Americans. And she plans to hit the road for what are expected to be events in smaller venues like diners and coffee shops in early voting states like Iowa and New Hampshire. The events would serve a twofold purpose. Voters in early states expect them, and they'd show Clinton isn't taking her front-runner status for granted.
Police in Milwaukee are investigating a mystery involving a toddler who ran into the street last evening and was struck by a van and killed. The van driver stopped, and somebody shot him dead. A 15-year-old boy who was also there was shot and killed. Police are now looking for the gunman. 10 former Atlanta educators will be sentenced today in a cheating scandal. They were convicted of racketeering and could get up to 20 years each in prison. They were accused of falsifying test results to collect bonuses or keep their jobs. Grammy Award-winning singer John Legend says he's launching a campaign because it's not acceptable that there are more jails in our country than there are colleges and universities. He wants to end what he calls mass incarceration. This is AP Radio News. Gas prices are still falling. Industry analyst Trilby Lumberg is looking at the past 3 weeks.
In these 3 weeks, the price is down a nickel to $2.45 per gallon on regular. This makes a total of 9 cents drop over 5 weeks.
San Francisco had the most expensive gas at $3.13 a gallon. Charleston, South Carolina had the cheapest gas. It was $2.10 there. Fast and Furious is still number one with moviegoers. Our Jamie Fryer reports that this movie, which stars the late Paul Walker, is making a stunning amount of money.
The high-octane thriller stays number one for a second weekend, bringing in more than $60 million. Worldwide, the latest Fast and Furious installment has topped $800 million in just 2 weeks.
CBS is announcing the political director John Dickerson will replace the retiring Bob Schieffer as host of Face the Nation. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.